And we are back. It's the Couch Company Podcast. I'm John, with me, some might say as always, Tyler.
Everyone says, well, you say that.
I say that.
As always. I think people in their head by now, we're on episode 94, by the way.
Dude, episode 100 is going to be crazy.
People know.
Crazy.
They know your thing.
And you've never listened to anything like episode 100.
100 is going to be a fire.
I'm like hyping it up too much.
If that's what you remember, episode 100 is just going to be a fire emoji.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you remember, I feel like it's an easy remembering
situation. Yeah, maybe. It's great for SEO purposes. You're like, what is this?
Yeah. What was I saying? I can't. There's so much hype. I just lost it.
I don't know. What were you saying? As always.
You were offering me a Mass Effect 3 Legendary Edition strategy guide.
Not Legendary Edition. This was before Legendary Edition came out. This is purely Mass Effect 3 OG. Mass Effect 3 came out and you could buy a collector's edition.
Oh, collector's edition.
Yeah, and I have it.
Okay.
It's a hardback.
It's a hardback strategy guide.
I have that and Des and her wife wants a few of them, but I had like Arkham City, Origins, BioShock Infinite, Zelda, Mass Effect, StarCraft 2, which is so outdated by now.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
These are like collector's items at this point.
I have Pokemon Yellow.
That's
not hardback,
awesome.
But it's ratty as hell.
The Pokemon games were my favorite strategy guides. I still have my Emerald one.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like chewed up, but like those are the best. I mean, and those were pretty thick because there's like a lot of stuff. And the point I was going to say is I said no because I don't want more stuff, but also because even out of all the Mass Effects, that's the worst one to have a strategy guide for. It's the most linear one.
It's not the one to take.
Like if you said Mass Effect 1, I'd be like, okay, that's interesting because that was like the most RPG one, I would say, right? Esque? Open world esque?
I disagree with that personally.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
It's RPG in that like you have to like nitpick some stuff with like your weapons and different things like that. But in terms of like this open world yada yada yada, not really. It's just cookie
cutter
stuff.
Open world than Mass Effect 3 by light years.
But is it when the open worldness is literally drive on, I don't know, the moon and get some rocks and maybe check out a warehouse that looks like every other warehouse on every other planet.
Yeah, but you can't even do that in Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, but
Mass Effect 3 is literally just the story.
But who cares?
I'm not saying it's good.
It doesn't
have to be good to be open world.
Well, no, you said out of the three, Mass Effect 1. My hypothesis is Mass Effect 2 is the most open, the most choice dynamic, the most... Because like, look at the last mission, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think Mass Effect 2 is obviously the best of the three, but...
Of course.
I think it's a little bit more open and feels a little bit more, I don't know, unique in that regard.
I disagree. I think Mass Effect 2 is definitely more linear, but...
I mean, did we just play 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Did you get through 2?
Yes.
I only got to Morden, but...
That's very early on.
It's pretty early.
So you just played 1.
It's not early, yeah.
I just think there's more secrets, more hidden things... More things that the strategy guide would be useful for in Mass Effect 1 than Mass Effect 2.
Maybe I just never found anything.
What we do is we look at all three strategy guides and we see what's in them.
I bet 3 has the biggest one.
Yeah, but biggest doesn't mean has the most stuff.
What does it mean? It should.
No, and what if it's just more lore or something? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know. I've never... looked at one.
You know, the thing that annoys me is the Pokemon strategy guides started pulling out the Pokedex from the back. So the yellow one had all 150 in the back and gave you all the stats and everything, which was awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about it.
Right.
One of the newer ones, they would sell you the strategy guide, but then they would also sell you the Pokedex in a book form separately.
Brutal. I'm trying to remember if Emerald has the Pokedeck in the back, and I would assume
it did.
I can't remember.
I feel like... Even maybe all the way up to Diamond had it. I don't know, but
yeah, you might be right. I always liked it because I don't know, dude. When I was young, sometimes it was like hard to figure out what to do in those games. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was like classic RPG where it's like character tells you to go to the tunnel.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay. Or there's like a giant Snorlax in your way, and you have to figure out how to wake him up by like just talking to people.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk to people? Tell me where I need to go, what I need to do.
Yeah, but that was still like this open world,
Discovery Like, oh, of course.
You know, it's like, oh, Breath of the Wild, so amazing. Elden Ring, so amazing. It's all about discovery. It's like, yeah, any game could be that. Just turn off all the hints or make it hard or turn off the UI or whatever. And there's your discovery thing. Like,
I think I'll counter that with, like, I think those games are designed to be discovery-based, right?
They're forcing you to versus you have to opt into it.
Right, but don't you think the quality of it is better if it's, like, focused around that? Like, for Elden Ring, for example, there's, like, this mysterious atmosphere around the game and finding all these secrets, and you're not gated by anything, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's, like, a lot of trial and error stuff. Versus, like, if a game... I don't even know a good example, but if a game's, like, pretty linear with the UI and stuff and you turn it off, wouldn't it still be in a similar kind of vein? You're not changing the mechanics of the game, you know what I mean?
I guess. I mean, look at something like, I don't know, like Elder Scrolls. Like, look at Skyrim.
Yeah.
If you could make that basically Elden Ring, like, it's not as punishing.
I would think it is. I would say Elden Ring and Skyrim have the same amount of exploration and discovery, right?
Yeah.
You get out in Skyrim, you're literally, once you get out of the first town, it's like you can go anywhere you want in the entire world.
Right, but what I'm saying is that if you turn off all the stuff, like, you have to, like, go up to, like, street signs and to find your way and stuff like that. And, like, you have that, like, really immersive thing versus just, there's a waypoint here, go there.
Dude, where Skyrim still has that. I feel like Skyrim, with mods and stuff, you can get it to the point where, like, there's mods where you have to sleep, you have to eat.
Yeah.
There's no UI. Yeah. So, like, you just, like...
If you're too cold, which, I mean, Zelda has that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat a pepper, now you're warm.
No, 100%.
You know Zelda comes out on Friday?
No.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never played a Zelda. Jeff literally lost his mind. I told him this on stream. Check out What Killed Jeff. Twitch.tv/WhatKilledJeff.
Yeah.
Great guy. Anyways, I was telling them this while he was streaming. I was like, yeah, I never played a Zelda, because he was watching one of the trailers or something, and he lost his mind. I guess every gamer assumes you've played a Zelda once in your life, and I've never played a Zelda.
I've played several.
I've played zero.
And I think they're all bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even Ocarina of Time? Is that, like, everyone's favorite?
No, Ocarina of Time is, like, a very divisive one, isn't it?
Really?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Majora's Mask. Yeah, Ocarina of Time is,
Ocarina,
like,
of Time is, like, goated, I thought, right?
I played that one on, it was, like, a remaster or something on, like, the DS or 3DS or something.
Okay.
And I played that one. That one was...
Oh, it was a remaster. Okay.
I like to rile people up saying they're garbage. It was fine. It's not, like, the second coming of Christ. I also played Link's Awakening. I also played Hyrule... Crypt of the Necrodancer version. Which,
what?
I don't know. Like, you ever see Crypt of the Necrodancer?
No.
It's like a rhythm-based, like, I don't know, attack game thing. It's like a little RPG guy.
Speaking of rhythm-based, I'm just going to interrupt your train of thought for one moment. I was on Open Critic, as I do, just kind of keeping up with the uppity-up. Uh-huh. And the Final Fantasy rhythm game is one of the highest-rated games.
I told you that.
Yeah.
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 How are you not playing that? That seems right up your alley. It's Final Fantasy. It's music.
I don't know.
And it's a good game.
I don't know. I should, I guess. I really should.
Is it on PC or is it just PlayStation?
I think it's on PC.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
I thought it was just PlayStation and Switch.
I have to play it now just because it's like, how is this a 95 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Like a 93.
Same reason Metroid's a 94.
Metroid's 94. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I was just ranting on, like, Zelda. Like, yes, I'm going to play the new one if it's higher than a... I don't even know. 80,
it looked 85. Weird, dude. So I have this idea of what I believe Zelda is.
Yeah.
And what Breath of the Wild was, like, not playing it or whatever.
Yeah.
It seemed just like an open world fantasy RPG kind of game, right? Where you can go anywhere, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
This one, when I was looking at the trailers, it was like Minecraft, like you're building shit and...
Ugh.
Like, combining things. It was so weird. It was, like, this emphasis on crafting and flying into the sky and stuff. And I'm like, okay, it's supposed to be a fantastical world, right?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that, like, just take you out of it? Like, for me, it's just, like, so weird at, like, doing this, like, I don't know, just like putting stuff together and like making these contraptions. I don't even know, dude.
I wonder if that's just Nintendo. So if you look at some of the people doing the weird stuff with Breath of the Wild, Breath of the Wild is a masterpiece. I hate it, but it's a masterpiece, right?
Because it's 30 frames.
Well, that's why I hate it. So all the systems in the game work together in such a way that you can do nutty, insane, crazy, like just people are breaking that game all over the place.
Right, right.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And the idea where if you see something, they always like lead you to something else and you're always rewarded for exploration and stuff like that. Like Forsaken or Forspoken or whatever.
Yeah.
Complete opposite. You can go, you can work your way up to something, not rewarded.
Nothing there.
You wasted your time.
Right.
But Elden Ring and Zelda do it in a much better way. So that's all cool. All these like little haha moments where it's like, oh, you're really cold. Eat this pepper. Now you have cold resistance for enough time to get to into the frosty mountains or whatever.
Oh, that's so it's all like puzzle stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is, it's then you layer on this extra level of, hey, guess what? Your weapons break. That's always fun. Everyone loves weapon durability or stamina, where you can't do anything, you know, once your stamina
right.
depletes and things like that.
Yeah.
So if you take certain things out and just make it this fun sandbox, you can have some fun with it.
See, the thing with weapon durability too, I don't understand why developers still try this idea.
The
I don't
best think weapon in the game can still break. You can get the Master Sword or whatever the Zelda sword is.
Yeah.
Still breaks.
You can repair it though?
I would hope so. I don't know. Right. I never got that
I
far.
Would assume. Yeah. Anyways, like they still try this idea. Like the only scenario I could possibly see weapon durability ever working in is like an Elden Ring kind of thing, right? Is a FromSoft kind of thing, right? Where it's very gritty and challenging and you have to like consider that factor, right?
Yeah, but the best thing about Elden Ring doesn't have it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even those players, I don't think would like it, right? It would have to be like a super realistic kind of game that
yeah.
that's the point. Like realism.
The Tarkov horrible. Version of Elden
yeah, it'd be
Ring
like Tarkov. It'd be like Skyrim with all the survival mods on, right? Like your weapons can break and shit.
Do you want to slash or do you want to hit them with the broad end of your sword and
yeah.
possibly shatter it, but you do bludgeoning and damage instead
yeah,
or something?
Yeah. I don't even know, dude. It's you know what I mean? That's the only scenario in which I could see that possibly working, and even then I think everyone would hate it.
When I played Zelda and enjoyed it the most and got the furthest, it was the pirated copy of the Wii version on the PC, running it 160 frames a second, 4K, no durability, no stamina.
Was it?
And it was amazing.
Was
it was so much fun.
Running well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ran perfectly
the
fine?
Worst thing about it is there's no shader caching in the beginning, which I think they patched in after the fact. But like the only way to make the game run well is to just run all over the world. So it was stuttering like crazy in an area while it caches all the shaders and everything, then the next time you go back there it works flawlessly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, just release everything on PC.
Yeah, well that's the thing is like what do you think this new Zelda is going to get score wise? You think it can even match? Because it's what, 98? Like where was Breath of the Wild at?
96?
96?
97?
Yeah, you think that's even going to get
I think the highest ever
that?
Was like Last of Us something?
Last of Us probably up there.
Or
so,
God
so
of War 1.
Yeah.
Not 1, but God of War 2018.
Yeah. Even that was 96. I don't think.
Wait, what did you say was up there?
Half-Life 2.
On what?
Like
on what?
On like
platform?
Metacritic or whatever.
Oh, Metacritic.
Well,
yeah.
Half-Life 2 was only on, well, when it came
What's
out.
So
it was
old, right?
PC, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what this is going to get.
You think above 90?
Here's the thing.
You think you get that Zelda?
You get
Zelda
the
bias.
Zelda boost, which is a real thing.
Yeah.
You get the Zelda boost.
Nintendo boost.
I feel like people are kind of divided on this. As someone who has no idea and is not in the know, I'm just going to throw my dart out there. I think people are divided on this. Those trailers are just so weird, man. And yeah. Jeff, for example, I'm using Jeff as my test.
Because Jeff loved Breath of the Wild.
The one-man sample size, which everyone knows is a very solid study.
Yeah.
He was not into it.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's different. Maybe their trailers are bad. I guess Nintendo is pretty known for putting out some questionable trailers.
Isn't that how that always is, though? Is I feel like when I was working at GameStop, every time like new Zelda comes out, people are up in arms about it. They
right.
hate the art style, like Wind Waker, which I thought Wind Waker was actually like fine looking. Like it was like, oh, cool. It's like it's a different thing.
Yeah.
They hate that. They hate Majora's Mask. They hate any time Nintendo tries something different. But it was the same thing with Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is a huge departure from any other Zelda game, but then suddenly it's lauded as like the best game of all time. Like, it blows my mind that people are that fickle where, like, if it's not Breath of the Wild 2, like, if it's not literally, like, the exact same game, which I think would be a mistake, and they would get crucified for that, right? It's where it's like, it's just more Breath of the Wild. Oh, it's just another Horizon. Yeah, oh, it's just another God of War. Like, whatever. So, good for them if they're, I think crafting is a bad choice, but who knows? Maybe it'll
speak to me. It's not even crafting. Well, I guess it's crafting, right? But it's like combining. You haven't seen it, have you?
I haven't seen it. I've been trying to keep it in the dark because I want to be so out of my element. Like, just like, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll enjoy it, you know?
You won't.
Probably not. Although, look at the games that come out so far. Like, you have your Metroid, which I still think is terrible. And
it's not terrible.
I still don't know why it's getting a 90.
What would you give it? About this every time. What would you give it?
Right, me playing it,
yeah,
like a 70.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because it's rated so high, so now that's a spite score?
No. I just don't understand.
70.
I don't know what it's doing.
70 is bad.
It's, what is it doing?
Like, so it's a below average game, you're saying?
It's a very average game. I grade sevens as a...
I would say 75 is like average.
Seven's still fine. Like, okay. I think Dead Island 2 is a 70.
Wow.
It's, yeah.
Talk
it's
about, like, a, talk about a boring game.
Yeah.
Talk about a boring
game. I think Metroid's a boring game.
Wow. So it's all nostalgia, I guess, right?
I don't, well, or I'm just not there yet. But if I put 2 hours into it and I still can't see where it's at.
You have to be there.
You would, right? I don't know.
Is it, you really think it's going to be this, oh, when I got to that third hour, John, that, oh my God.
Well, let me,
like, what
let me,
game is like that?
Let me counter this. Do you think Mass Effect 2 is great 2 hours in?
Mass Effect 2 opens and you die, and I feel like the hook's right there, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe that's a bad example.
That's yeah, an amazing hook.
Fair enough, I guess.
You just played this epic first game. You're like, oh, I can't wait to see where we go. Oh, yeah. I'm dead. What the fuck?
You know what? And I'm sure I'm not thinking of certain games. You know what my favorite opening to a game is Arkham City.
Arkham City?
I don't think there's another game that just drags you in immediately and is like, all right, here's everything you can do in this game. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's so good.
Arkham City might be one of the best games ever made.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say it is. I would say it's in the conversation.
Is. It is.
It's one of the best games. It's one of the best games ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you said it was the best game ever made.
Whew.
Which is, that's tough. And we've talked about that quite a bit. And how do you even quantify that?
Yeah,
but
you can't.
It's in the conversation. At least you can quantify that that conversation. It's
better,
right?
Than freaking Arkham Knight. I mean, it's better than Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
I agree, but I think we're a little biased on that. People think Elden Ring is the best game of all time.
I will give it to Zelda before I give it to Elden Ring.
I don't know. I wish I understood, but I don't. I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. People just love that genre, and I do not understand. all the hidden jokes and shit.
Yeah.
They're so dumb to me. I don't get it. Like, why do people freak out about this stuff? I don't know.
They love getting spanked as kids.
That's interesting. One of my favorite intros, I always love, probably not the best ever, but I always love the Forza Horizon intros. Yeah. Those are always so sweet, dude. You're right in the action.
Mm-hmm.
The way the presentation of it is really cool. Like, in 4, it was super awesome, like, going through every season.
Mm-hmm.
And the visuals are spectacular. You get, like, it showcases some of the best cars in the game right off the bat. So
yeah,
it's like, hey, here's what you can strive for and things like that. So, I don't know. I always think of that as a good intro. Great.
Pumps you up.
Great intros to games always put you in the action right away, right?
I would generally say so, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, you know, the other one of the greatest games of all time is COD 4, and it's one of those, like, that was a build up. That was, like, real quiet, whatever, but it still was, I would consider that in the action.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the first mission in COD 4.
You're on the boat.
On the boat. Oh, yeah. That's a fantastic first mission.
Yeah.
That's a great first mission.
Yeah.
That's one of the best first missions.
Yeah, but it's
of all
not
time.
Like action, you know? Like, it's,
yeah,
like
it is.
Yeah, but it's still slow.
Oh, it's stealth at first, but the end of that mission.
Yeah.
That goes places.
It's good.
I was, for some reason, I thought, like, the training thing was.
That's after.
But that's after. That's right. That's a great first mission. But you compare that with something like Metal Gear Solid, right? where it's like, yeah. It's like a movie. So I guess that there's your answer. 2 hours in, that's a great game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but 2 hours, it takes a very long time to get there.
That's what I'm saying. So like, if anyone new is playing that, they're like, is this a movie? What is going on? And then you're like, okay, then it opens up. So maybe Metroid's like that. Maybe you're just...
I still think Metal Gear might be one of the greatest games of all time,
too. Which one?
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, video game-wise, I think it might be.
Greatest games of all time. I mean, that is just such a hard conversation.
Even Metal Gear has way better, like... For all the systems and stuff Zelda has, and Elden Ring and different things like that, and how they all interact with each other, like, that's all cool, but like, Metal Gear just has all of that going for it too, where it's just it's so good. I don't know, man.
Talk about just like putting, like, breaking the limits, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's no boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those games where like the creative director just gets a blank check or whatever. Says, go wild, dude. Just do whatever you want.
And then they make a FedEx sim. And say, like, all right, Death Stranding, here you go.
Yeah.
Which apparently that's still good. I don't know.
You didn't like it?
I didn't not like it. It was okay. But, like, I mean, that one of those things is, like, 4 hours in and I'm, like, carrying the President of the United States' body on my back to go bury her. And then, oh, by the way, she's also my mom or something. Not to just drop spoilers off the bat. But, yeah, it's just, like, it's wild, man.
Do you know she's your mom, like, in the game?
Oh, yeah. Within... Again, the first couple hours. It's such a weird thing. And you get a baby.
Yeah.
Or a BB. I don't know.
What game are we talking about? I'm not even thinking about
it. Death Stranding. It's
with the girl?
Hideo Kojima's.
Or no, the guy.
Yeah.
With the backpack?
Yeah.
I heard that was weird.
Very weird.
I heard very divisive game. Some people love it. Some people don't.
You can't go into it I went into it saying, I want another Metal Gear 5. I can't wait to snipe people.
Yeah.
Not that game.
Not that game.
So
you think it's like one of those things where it's like, it's so weird, there's actually no point to it, but the fact that it's so weird, people are finding meaning in all the little...
I think Kojima is a little heavy handed on some of the metaphors, but I think that
I will never see another heavy handed metaphor after I saw League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. That's the I'm still reeling from that. I'm still like, I walk with a limp because of getting hit so hard by
just
that,
like,
metaphor.
A Mack truck right in your face. Like,
dude, it was
this?
The worst thing I've ever seen, Tyler. Yeah. It might have been the worst thing I've ever seen. like a third grader was in the director's chair for that scene.
Yeah.
And he said, guys, we got to point back to this metaphor.
I know a guy.
But that's not even good enough. We need to make it real.
Yeah. Like, I have a guy with a tiger. We can literally, we'll just desaturate it.
Have you seen
fine.
That scene again? Please watch that scene.
I'll watch it again.
I have to find it on YouTube. I got to send it to you because I shit you not. I think I did a spit take because it was that bad. Oh, what a great movie. What a fantastic movie. Oh, man. I appreciate you so much for letting me watch that. Giving me the opportunity.
The pleasure of
pleasure.
Seeing it, yeah.
I enjoyed it much more than you enjoyed, what's it called?
I like 7.
Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, was that the 2?
No.
No, there was no way.
Wasn't. I gave you 7. I gave you like a masterpiece.
Yeah, and I gave you...
That was a little bit of a revenge, because like the first one you gave me was...
Left 4 Dead, right?
What?
Wasn't it Left... Or not Left
4
Dead.
Dead.
Last of Us.
That's a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Last of Us, which was good. I never finished it, though.
It's really good. Yeah.
Last episode was really good. I heard it was good. I don't know.
I
just don't want to watch it. Is that crazy? Am I crazy? Dude, I guess I'm crazy.
It's fine. I want you to watch Andor, but I'm never going to make you watch Andor because I'm terrified of what you're going
to do. I told my boss to watch Andor.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because he was like, oh, I love Boba Fett and Mandalorian and stuff. I was like, dude, have you seen Andor? He's like, oh, no. And I'm like, you should watch it, dude. It's really good.
What is.
Yeah. I just want to be one of those guys. I want to start recommending things.
No, that's fine.
I just want to be like you. Where I've seen things and I can recommend them.
Andor is very good.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Rebels is very good.
Yeah. Is it better than Avatar The Last Airbender? Probably not.
Probably.
Well, really? Have you ever seen Avatar The Last Airbender? No. You should probably watch it.
I know. Everyone says it, but I'm not a big...
I might burn all my hours on that.
Yikes, really?
It's only two or three seasons.
Yeah, but isn't there like a Legend of Korra?
No, don't watch that. That sucks. No. Yeah.
See, everyone says it's better.
What?
Yeah.
No one says that.
You don't think?
No.
Ah.
I don't want to put words in Michael Bear's mouth.
No way.
But I think that's what he said.
I think he might be trolling right now.
I think he said that.
I think he might be trolling.
I'm going to text him
just
real quick.
Just in case he...
Straight from Ireland. Let's see.
Oh, he's in Ireland?
He is.
Oh, wow.
Also, it's John Harbin's birthday. So happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday. Why didn't we have him on?
He's doing something.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's like the worst day to have someone on.
He said. He was...
Yeah, he's doing something. Oh, love that guy. Love both those guys.
Yeah.
Mike never said that. I will bet you any amount of cheeseburgers you want on it.
I don't know. I hope he doesn't have like roaming charge. Like, hey, Mike, please use this roaming.
He's like, not only did this question anger me, it just cost me X amount of dollars. So fuck you, Tyler. That's what he's going to say.
Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra better than Avatar The Last Airbender, right?
Korra. Better.
Better than Avatar.
Is better than Avatar.
This is great podcasting.
Last Airbender.
Right? Question mark? Kind of scrunchy face? Scrunchy face? Upward inflection?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Kyle that told me that. I don't know.
Kyle, I would be surprised if Kyle ever saw that.
He saw it. Yeah, he watched it.
See, Mike Bear is essentially my age, so I know he saw it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even though he loves it, yeah.
He loves to say he's the next generation. He is not. We're literally like two or 3 years apart.
You're millennial, right?
I'm right on the edge. I'm 97, so I don't know which way that tips me. I'm a jump ball, as they say.
What are you're going to jump balls?
No. I'm a jump ball.
You're a jump ball. Oh, so you don't know which way it tips. I got you.
What sport?
Basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball. I know what it is.
You're getting better.
Yeah.
You're getting better. Jump balls.
10 years working for a sports company.
Yeah, I met Peyton Manning today. I don't know. He sounded like a cool guy.
He was cool. I didn't meet him. He was on the Jumbotron.
Eli
was in person.
Eli was in person?
Yeah.
I would rather... Here's a hot take for our listeners. Yeah. Anyone who's in the sports ball world.
Yeah.
I'd rather meet Eli than Peyton.
Oh.
Crazy take.
I think Peyton's funnier, right?
I think that's debatable.
Really?
I love Peyton Manning. All the Mannings are great.
Uh-huh.
Just as a Giants guy, Eli is like my hero.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Great chicken noodle soup commercial. People don't remember. Campbell's back in the day.
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb, Eli Manning. It was the NFC East that really held it down in the soup world.
What's the... That was Campbell, but like it was like a special brand, right?
Campbell's chunky chicken noodle soup. They had like Donovan McNabb's mom.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm unlocking the memory for you here.
I got you.
This is big.
It's there.
This is big.
It's there.
Yeah, that might be top five soups of all time.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Probably not.
We already did do that.
And
we should do a top five at some point.
I got to get you, A, my mom's pumpkin soup, but B, the fish soup.
Yeah, the...
Cannot remember what it's called now. I think it's with a Z. Starts with a Z.
Zoop-tata.
Zoopy?
Zoop-tata.
I don't know. Fuck. I can't remember. Oh, no. It starts with a C. It's Schipino.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep. That's right.
And so good. That should be number one, honestly. French onion.
I don't know.
I have to go to that one place you recommended for the French onion. Still haven't been there.
Yeah, even if it's still around. I mean, that was Morton's. We had really good French onion soup.
It's downtown?
Yeah.
Downtown.
Honestly, like you could probably go to Central Diner and get some good stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should go on a quest for the best French onion soup in the world.
You want to come to my parents' 40th anniversary? I think we're going to Central Diner for that.
Next week?
Yeah.
Live podcast?
Yikes, we could.
We could talk about Jesus. We could do top five books of the Bible.
Ooh, Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy is not a good choice.
Okay.
I would say Revelations is up there.
It's got to be.
It goes places.
Mm-hmm.
If any part of the Bible moved me, it was Revelations.
Okay.
You know, like move the needle.
Move the needle.
Like as in, holy shit, I got to get my life together before the flames come down. Revelation's up there. You got to talk about Genesis just because OG.
It's like the most boring thing in the world.
Boring thing.
Most of Genesis is just like, and Adam begot Abel.
Isn't
who begot
Cain and Abel whatever. Genesis?
Yeah.
That's one of the best stories in the Bible.
Yeah, but it's also like a chapter. And then the other chapters are just like,
it's the foundation. It's the foundation.
Like Exodus.
You like Exodus?
Not really.
What about Romans? I think there's some good stuff in there.
What's, yeah, like what?
Doesn't Paul do a lot of stuff in that? A lot of good,
I don't think so.
good chunks in there.
Is that's Old Testament, isn't it?
Joshua, Romans? No.
Romans?
No.
Joshua judges Ruth.
Romans is not Old Testament. I will almost cheeseburger you on that. I would cheeseburger you on that.
Romans is Old Testament?
Romans is New Testament.
New Testament?
Yeah. Paul's New Testament. Romans is New Testament.
You're going to shoot me up here.
Paul the Apostle, right?
I'll take that bet.
You'll take that bet?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Might be exposed on here.
All right. Here we go.
All right. I'll look it up. You fill
Old Testament, Romans. Man, I used to know all the books of the Bible like in order. Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, isn't there like a tune or something? Like a little song?
There might be. I don't know it.
Genesis, something else, blah, 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 blah.
Sing it to the tune of like the alphabet.
Just go on. You can't do that because the alphabet song has to be one syllable per.
How many books of the Bible
section?
Are there?
23.
23?
No, I don't know.
All right. 26 letters.
How many books of the Bible are there? I'm looking it up. 66. Wait, what? 66?
I take it back. It is New Testament.
Yeah.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans.
So one of the scariest things that's ever happened to me right now is I put in is and it says Roman in the New Testament.
Yeah, so it was just recording us the entire time.
Yeah, literally recording us.
No, so Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians.
Yep.
Well, first, second Corinthians.
Sixth book in the New Testament. So not only is it in the New Testament, it is safely in the New Testament. It's deep in the New Testament.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Paul did something cool in there.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, Paul's okay.
Paul's story is pretty interesting. Like a guy who's not a good guy.
I feel like that's everybody.
Gets blinded. Well, yeah, dude, think about it back then. You don't have anything to do, so you might as well be a bad guy.
Yeah.
What did he do? Was he like a debt collector or something?
No, that was Zacchaeus.
That was
Old Testament.
What did Saul do? He was like
that's still New Testament because Jesus was there. What?
He was like a executor. What did he do?
Executor?
No.
Paul?
Yeah. Saul.
Saul.
Then he changed his name to Paul.
To Paul, yeah.
Paul was an apostle. Saul was a bad guy, but I don't know what his occupation
like
was.
Better Call Saul. He might have been something similar.
Yeah, he's a governor or like a
something.
Fucking
that, yeah, something
lawyer or something.
It's like, oh, these people hate me. What if I change it? Are you Saul?
Did he stone someone?
Oh, I'm Paul.
Did he stone someone?
Everyone stoned people back then.
Imagine getting stoned.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Just getting hit.
Yeah.
Bang. Bang.
You were a prostitute back then, just get stoned.
Why would you be a prostitute then?
I don't know.
The money must be good up until
Mary
like,
Magdalene. That was a thing.
Well, she didn't get stoned.
No. She cleaned Jesus' feet with her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
With her hair?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, poured like oil or washed it or whatever and then used her hair to dry his feet.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Good soaking power.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saul.
Bible's wild, man. I mean, there's a reason why it's like the number one selling. Like, I love that asterisk, just like next to the Bible. Like, oh, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, because it's
next to the Bible.
Yeah, because
like,
I mean,
every time
it was the first book printed in the printing press.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
HBO hasn't done that.
What?
The Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible.
Just the story of the Bible
straight through.
You think you could do it?
Season after season, every book of the Bible
like
is a new season.
Be like a backlash, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, there'd definitely be a backlash, but it's like
I don't know why there'd be a backlash.
Do whatever you want, man. I don't know. Like
if it was just like a dramatic portrayal of the Bible,
yeah.
You could probably get away with that.
Here's the thing. There is so much stuff in the Bible that would just straight up be like
people would be shocked.
Yeah.
A, because no one these days even knows what happens in it.
Right.
So like you would see these plot twists come in, you'd be like, what? There's no way. And then people would actually start reading the Bible.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, oh, David and Goliath, and David killed Goliath.
Yeah.
And it's a little guy. And then, oh, hey, David really saw this one chick bathing and wants him for herself or wants her for himself.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's married? Well, that's okay. I'm the king. Let me take him and put him on the front lines of this war I'm fighting.
Yeah.
Kill him and then take her. Like
if that's not
HBO right
if
there.
That's not a Tony Soprano move, I don't know what else is.
So like you don't have to fudge it. Like you literally just take a freaking Peter Jackson approach to it.
Yep.
And it's like there you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
No, I think you're exactly right. Now the question on everyone's mind ultimately at that point obviously would be, is it going to do a better job than VeggieTales? Which
no, obviously
it's like
not.
How can you really compete with that?
If you don't have a chocolate bunny in your HBO special, what are you doing?
David and Goliath, VeggieTales might be the greatest betrayal of anything of all time. Oof. Next to Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but Lord of the Rings is right on the nose, where David and Goliath with the bunny and everything. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, it gets it goes places. There's a little bit of creative freedom there, but I think I think it bolsters it rather than detracts from it. You know what I mean?
I think if HBO were to do the Bible, they would simultaneously piss off the Christian base.
Sure.
Like,
yep.
Oh, hardcore. Yeah. They would hate it.
Yep.
And they would just everyone would like it. Everyone would be angry at it.
But I think it would be good.
Yeah.
And I think it would still be popular.
Yeah. And it would have to be.
Right? I think most people don't get upset at things.
Like, what if...
Am I right on that? Is that a crazy statement? Is that a fucking crazy statement?
Most people don't get upset about things?
Yeah.
Like some
of these controversies, do you think that most people are like, eh?
I think most people have an opinion on it. I don't know if it's like, I'll get upset about something. Like, you might, like...
Is it like most people are going to boycott it?
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't think anyone's going to boycott it. Well, I'm sure people would, but like...
People would, but I think that's on the extreme.
But you're
going to
have an opinion
sense,
on it.
Right?
Like, if you were to tell me now...
You have an opinion on everything.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But like, suddenly people have a, I should say, quote-unquote, strong opinion on something, even though I didn't even know that... Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, let's take, like... Well, I can't really say anything about COVID because I don't want to, like, get our podcast
delisted. You just did, though.
I know, but... Okay. Let's talk about like the war in Ukraine,
okay,
right? And stuff like that. Like,
sure.
Most people couldn't point to Ukraine on a map, or Russia,
I could,
for that matter.
That's a stretch.
It's tough. Right?
I think everyone can point
but
to Russia.
But when it becomes like, oh, now it's social media esque or whatever. Now everybody has an opinion on it. Everyone's a political geo conflict expert
for sure,
and they just start going off on each other, like. That's the kind of thing that kills me, where it'd be the same thing with like the Bible, right? Where like if I was going to do a Bible HBO thing, there'd be two things. One, there is zero dialogue that is not in the Bible. So every single thing that somebody says has to be word for word.
Which version?
From, I'd probably say New International Version.
I go Gutenberg.
Gutenberg.
You could go to the source. Go to the OG.
That's
one burning bush away from the source, dude.
Then you're going to have the people talking about how we're cherry picking words and how we're missing books of the Bible. And how it's,
you're never going to be able to do the whole thing. That'd be the longest series of all time.
It'd be up there. It's no Simpsons, but
Simpsons has been going for a long time.
How funny would that be that any Bible-esque thing that the Simpsons have already done, you just... take that section.
Yeah.
Because doesn't HBO own Simpsons?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Take that and then
isn't
just put
Fox?
It. So then Disney owns it. Never mind.
Disney owns
so
Fox.
Disney does a Bible movie.
Okay. Oh, that would look very different.
Yeah,
that would look very different. Yeah, that would look very different.
I don't even know what we're talking about, but yeah.
Talking about the Bible, I think.
Bible's wild.
Top five book of all time.
Yeah.
It has to be.
I mean, the Bible is, well, you're talking the top five books of the Bible or just...
We could do top
Bible,
five books of the Bible.
Bible has to be...
But if you're talking about top five books ever made...
Bible.
Bible's one.
That's not
it's non-negotiable,
debate.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No.
Am I insane?
You have to have that. It's everything.
What's two, though? Green Eggs and Ham?
You
hate Green Eggs and Ham, but I think you're missing it. I think you really need to take another look at it. And I might burn points on it. That's a nice 10-minute point burner.
Oh, we're doing books now?
Oh, yeah, we can do books.
Oh.
Now, you have to stay within the time limit. I read very slow, so keep that in mind.
What's your... We can very quickly find that out.
What? What's my words per minute?
Yeah.
Two?
Two words per minute?
Yeah.
All right. How many minutes do I have left?
Yeah, not enough. You have a fair number of hours. I think you have over 100 hours.
Yeah.
So you could probably still make me read a book.
Sign some stuff out.
Don't make me read a book.
Make you play Redfall. Do we want to talk about that?
Redfall's bad, and no one should ever play it.
But we're going to.
Yeah, we have to, because it's on Game Pass.
Yeah.
Maybe we play it tonight?
Yeah, depending on... So my father-in-law's in town, so we'll see.
He can play with us.
I'm sure he'd love that.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Probably not.
You don't have an Xbox. I was looking over to see you have an Xbox. You don't have an Xbox.
No, I have a PlayStation.
Because you have a PC.
A PC.
Which essentially is an Xbox these days.
Yeah. Speaking of Xbox.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And Redfall. And PC.
Yeah.
kind of.
Yep.
And PlayStation, honestly, if we're just talking about everything.
Phil Spencer.
Phil Spencer.
Yep.
He got on
Xcast.
Yeah, kind of funny's Xcast.
It wasn't funny.
He was a humdrummer.
Humdrummer?
Yeah, you know how I still like Phil Spencer a lot. I still think he's overall genuine.
The GOAT?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
What do you mean?
The greatest of all time?
Yeah. When it comes to maybe you kind of start putting some Reggie in there, but I don't know.
Reggie who?
Fils Aimé.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, sorry. Go ahead.
So he was on.
He was on
and
there.
And they were like, hey, we scheduled this interview a while ago. And in the past week, the UK denied your acquisition of Blizzard, which they're appealing. And also Redfall came out and was just crucified.
Dude, these questions they had were hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, for an Xbox-centric cast. And it was almost like they were very apologetic, but at the same time, they're just like, what are you going to do, man? Like, what's going on?
Dude, it was like I was surprised because you would think they would be a little easier.
Right. Well, here, let me bring up the... Because I was listening to some of this stuff, and it's one of these things where I always look at Phil Spencer as being honest, and we'll go through some of like the things that he was saying in this interview, but the problem that I have is you have to take it in context. And while I appreciate his like candidness, we're gonna peel it back a little bit and be like, okay, but is this like a very targeted form of candidness, right? So it's like, for instance, here, let me see if I can find it. Like, of course Twitter is like the worst thing to freaking use anymore. You can keep talking. Sorry. So did you watch any of it at all?
Yeah, so I watched some of it. Okay. And they opened up with, I forget if it was either the Redfall thing or the denial of Blizzard and Activision in the UK. Mm-hmm. And what he was saying on that was like, yeah, we're hopeful, we appealed, but disappointing, right? Which is like a very political answer. I feel like that's all you can really say on that, right? Like, it's, what else can you do in that situation? There's nothing you could really do besides appeal it.
Yeah,
it's
well,
not like they dropped the ball on that one, right? I mean, it's just like,
and you could sense that he was like upset about it too.
Well, yeah, what a crazy
because
decision.
They were
so
calling
weird.
Out like cloud gaming for it.
Yeah,
and they're just like, yeah, well, that's gonna give you an unfair competition. It's like, yeah, but
if
you're the only one doing something in the space and no one else is doing it,
you already have.
Does that just mean you're not allowed to do anything until somebody else can do something?
Right. That's insane.
Yeah. So he kept saying, he's like, I'm sorry, I'm just not in the headspace to be like happy. He's like, I'm a little miserable right now. Like, I'm a little wallowing. He's like, yeah, like, so like on one hand, it's like, okay, you're being honest, that's cool. But on the other hand, it's like, even when they're trying to give him a compliment, he's just like, no, like he just refuses to take anything. He's like, it's on me.
Like, yeah. I feel like you see this a lot in people. I always get reminded like someone like Steve Jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, these are the hardest people, right? Like the expectations are just impossible.
Yeah.
Like even when they're seeing massive success, they are always still harder on themselves. Now, I wouldn't say he's at that level, right? But any of these people who are like really good at what they do and are in these positions of power in these creative spaces, it seems like always takes things very brutally, kind of personally, it seems like, right?
Yeah.
And like the expectations are just so high, I think. Does that make sense?
It does. And I agree with you. And if you're talking, if you're referencing any other interview for him, I was always taking it at face value as like, oh, he's really tough on himself. It's like, oh, we really wish this could have been better, or this was below expectations, but I still am proud of the studio or whatever. This was just like, yeah, Redfall, I don't think it wasn't like Redfall sucked, but it was like, there are a lot of issues and bugs and stuff. And then when they're like, is this like a No Man's Sky story? Like, are you going to like fix it and do X, Y? He's like, look, there are just some things that are like the what's the world? Like, it's not like gameplay loop, but like the concept is flawed. And if that's flawed, then it doesn't matter about getting it to 60 frames, or it doesn't matter about fixing the bugs where like things aren't moving.
Yeah, he said something like delaying it wouldn't have helped the game. Something
like
that.
Yeah, like if it's not fun, then what are you going to do? And he said, like, people, you know, he said, which I appreciate, where it's like, I'm not going to stand in the way of developers trying new things, right? And he listed out, like, a bunch, all trying different things, which is cool,
yeah,
right? Because if you look at it, even from, like, Evil Within, instead of making Evil Within 3, they made Hi-Fi Rush, and that was awesome, and that's cool, and it's, like, that's completely out of the wheelhouse.
Right.
So for Arkane to come in and do something like this, it's like, okay, we're going to do, like, open world, not maybe as story-driven or not, do, you know, whatever. Like, that's cool. Try it. But if it fails, then it's just like, I don't know. It's
here's, like, the only thing, I guess, and obviously I'm ignorant to a lot of the technical components behind this, but, like, the game has a lot of bugs and technical issues.
Right.
Is that concept? Is that a concept problem?
Well, it's like both.
I guess, like, in a way, and this is, like, me, it's my ignorance showing through, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like maybe they're trying to do too much, which causes a lot of those problems, right? Like, yeah. I could see that's maybe conceptually wrong, where they're, like, trying to take too big of a bite. But I feel like there's a little bit of a divide there, right? Where, like, you can conceptually have an idea for a game, but also it needs to run well, right?
He gave some context there where it's like, I mean, like, that was in development, what, 3 years before Microsoft even bought Arkane, right?
Yeah.
So it's one of those, like, this was already in progress, blah, 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 blah. He's like, hindsight, we probably should have gave them more resources to help with the Unreal Engine and figure that stuff out and blah, 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 blah. Like, sure, okay. But if you're looking at in between, like, you take all of the technical issues aside, which is a fair bit from Redfall, it still boils down to, like, the gunplay is fine.
Right.
But the areas are so bland. Like, so, so, so bland.
Did, like, you see they reused, like, the models in, like, every room? So there's, like, this dead guy on the floor.
Yeah.
Literally same model, same color scheme
in
the next room.
Just, like,
you'll see him. Like, once you see that stuff, you'll see it everywhere.
See it. Yeah.
So, like, the assets they use, it's like they had five assets or something. Like,
but see, like, that kind of stuff where it's like, that's just polished.
Lazy, right?
Either lazy,
maybe
or
lazy,
just trying
or
to hit
time
a deadline.
Crunch. Yeah. I guess it could go either way. But yeah, so his thing was like, we don't want to inhibit, like, the creative freedom or, like, you know, I forget what the exact quote was, but essentially it was like, we want studios to be comfortable with what they want to do and not inhibit that kind of thing, right? Which makes sense. But I think trying new things is great and things like that. But I think a lot of people were upset because, like, there were a lot of, like, didn't they say 60 frames?
They did.
Right? Yep. So it's like, that's on you guys. That's not, like, a creative thing. That's not anything else. That was something, like, you said was going to happen.
And it
didn't happen.
Yeah. And they're,
so that, you know what I mean?
To be fair, they're quote, they have a plan. They're going to hit it. But it's like, no, you want $70 for this thing.
Right.
Like, that's plain and simple.
And how many more games do we have to go through?
Mm-hmm.
There's this just environment now where it's almost accepted that the game doesn't work at launch.
Yeah.
And it's going to get patched and it's going to be good eventually. You mentioned No Man's Sky. Sea of Thieves was in a similar spot where it sucked when it was released and now it's a good game. And, like, yeah, you can have a lot of fun with Sea of Thieves now, but, like, that is, in my mind, that's the start of this situation where we're seeing it's, like, almost okay now. You know, it's almost being accepted where you can just have these games that don't work on launch.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the deadline out or whatever. They don't work on launch. And then through patching and stuff. And it's almost this balance too, because if it's broken like a Cyberpunk, you're gonna see a hit.
Yeah.
Right. But if it's like a Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, this is the best thing that could have happened to Jedi Fallen Order.
Right?
Jedi comes out, it's garbage.
Yep.
Like you have Digital Foundry, because I finally watched that, straight up saying like it was almost like they got tired of doing the video and they're just like, this sucks. This shouldn't have been released.
Yep.
And they just end the video.
Yeah.
And then Redfall comes out and it's like suddenly the Eye of Sauron just moves
exactly,
to the next one.
Yeah.
And now Jedi can quietly patch and patch and patch, and you better believe they're going to be
a 90 something.
Yeah.
On OpenCritic.
Yeah. That's crazy.
A 90 something.
That's crazy.
How does it get that high with technical issues?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand that.
People overlook it. It's like, well, but if there wasn't the technical issues, everything else is great. And it's like,
is that not a core component to the game, how it fucking runs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's, is that
like buy anything?
Yeah.
Like, literally buy anything. Like, you buy this chair and it's like, well,
the color's real good. The seat's really comfortable. Like, yeah, it, you know, it wobbles, but you know, if it didn't wobble, it would be the best chair I've ever had. And it's like okay,
it's like buying a Lamborghini. And then your Lamborghini keeps breaking, but it's like, but look how gorgeous it is.
Yeah.
And when it's working, it goes this fast, and you're doing all these specs, and it's like, yeah, but it's in the shop every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
But you're still going to pay off the nose for it. Yeah.
You do any other walk of life with the same scenario.
And you don't get away with it.
And you don't get away with it. But in gaming, it's like being accepted, it almost seems like. Is that like maybe part of it is like, I'm always one of the belief that the players ultimately always have the power.
Yeah, and I just gave them all $70 for Jedi, and it's bad, right? Like, it doesn't work
right,
well,
like if
but
you,
they still got my
well,
money.
Yeah,
so like,
I guess that's the problem, right? Like, it's you're never going to know if it's going to work on launch.
You need to wait, that's 1,000% my fault, right? Like, it's one of those, like, technically I bought it when I heard that it was even like, oh, the reviewers are saying that it was a little rough, but the day one patch should fix things or whatever. It's like, that's not good.
Yeah, you always hear that, right? Yeah. You always hear that. But yeah, I think the reviewers, like, that seems a little sus to me.
Yeah.
I know we're kind of taking a departure.
No, but it's all part of it,
right? If you look at the reviews, you would think this game's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, there might be a little, you know, some things that, you know, you heard some hiccups, but you mentioned the day one patch, and as one, like, looking at a review score from like IGN or something, a casual person or any person would be like, oh, well, they didn't think it was bad enough to give it a lower score.
Right.
It's still a 9 or 10 or whatever.
Yep.
They gave it. So it's like, that's crazy to me. That's nuts.
I completely
agree. And kind of like false
advertising.
Not advertising, but like falsifying.
If you're experience. Not if you're not like digging into it, if you're not really checking everything out, if you're not, you know, yeah, like you can just, if you're looking at purely score and you're like, I'm gonna buy every video game that's 85 or higher because I know it's gonna be good. You're gonna be sorely disappointed.
I would imagine people do that, right?
I mean, that's no different than what, like Last of Us. Right?
Yeah.
Like that comes out as busted on PC. You don't hear anything about that.
No.
Like, they're still fixing it or still working on it or whatever.
I just think,
it's terrible, but
I think
it's
really
high,
bad too, because
score.
I know that I've heard situations where it's like, if you know, there's some games that if you bust them up, that studio is not going to give you review copies anymore. You know what I mean?
That was Grand Theft Auto, I think, was Rockstar was a little sus in that regard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think, but yeah.
I don't remember. I've just heard that. I don't know who it was, but like,
yeah. I mean, Arcane didn't even give out review copies till day of, which isn't too new. Like, I mean, like Bethesda just kind of does their own thing with that kind of stuff, so it is what it is. But like, yeah, it's
in general,
it's
like
so
that's like a very unhealthy ecosystem, because now we're not getting honest opinions, right? Because like,
yeah,
but IGN needs the review copy.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're gonna give Madden a good score.
Yeah.
Or a higher score than it deserves.
Well, that's the I don't know, like, conspiracy theory for that.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy, but like, doesn't that make sense though?
Oh, like, it definitely does. Like, if we were doing a startup company of just like we're reviewing stuff, if we didn't have to pay all this stuff out of pocket, like if we were like, okay, hey, here's Redfall for free, please review it, I'm sure that's gonna influence us of like, oh, we got a free game, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it sucks. You shouldn't. Yeah.
No, I feel like it should be a world in which, you know,
even if we got a free copy, that would be a very quick, like, we would still have to buy a copy. And if we give it away or whatever, so be it. But like, you would still have to put your money on the line.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm sorry. I kind of derailed the conversation, like, but I think it opens up a lot of interesting points in the gaming community as a whole.
So it started with that. That was, well, it started with the UK blocking their thing and everything. And they talked about it, but I think the UK feeds into this idea of Redfall, because if you want to talk conspiracy, I was thinking this the other day, like, what if they sabotage Redfall? And they said, like, now we're putting it out, it's going to be garbage. And then you have Phil Spencer come down and be like, it's on us. We're just not great. It's all my fault. I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And he's heaping all that stuff on him. Like, he even mentioned, he's like, yeah, people are telling me that I should get fired and stuff like that. It's like, hey, why are you even like propagating this idea that, like, is that the right word, propagating? But like, why are you saying, like, even bringing this to the forefront? I'm just like, yeah, no, if I do enough bad things and they need to find someone else, so be it. It's just like, man, either he wants out or he's like,
I know I'm so untouchable that I can say this stuff and it does not matter.
Or maybe he's just such a genuine person that he's just saying what he thinks.
Let me finish this part, because this is where I started getting, I felt a little icky to me.
Okay.
Where then he started talking about things like, well, we are third place in the console space, right? Because they were asking like, well, do you feel like Xbox people are getting the shaft here when you're talking about cloud gaming, you're talking about PC gaming, your stuff? And he's like, look, we're third place in the console space, so our whole business kind of proposition had to shift to Game Pass, play anywhere, play what you want, when you want, how you want, with whoever you want. Like, just kind of this, of course, this kumbaya thing, because it's like, we're so far down the totem pole, so to speak, that it's just like, that's how we just get it into as many people's hands as possible. So there's that. So already he's stating like, well, we're not a threat. You know, the classic, like, we're just Microsoft. We're down here at the bottom.
Yeah.
Nintendo and Sony are just eating our lunch.
Right.
He called out Xbox One as being like a crucial, like a pivotal moment where they effed up and they put it way too much emphasis on like television. If you remember that press conference and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's when like the digital libraries were getting built. And everything is digital now and all of that. And then they screwed up royally and they never recovered, right? So they're just basically out of Japan. Like, they're just not selling there. I don't even know if they're marketing there at this point. So you have that going on. They're saying that. Then he started talking about Starfall, right? Because now they are grilling him about like, okay, well, Redfall didn't really do well. Starfall's coming out next. Like, that's going to be like a big deal. That's like a big, big deal. That's another Bethesda game. And this is something that everybody's looking forward to. And this is something that you're withholding from Sony people. So like, this is the first, like, let's call it first party AAA. This is what you paid all those billions of dollars to Bethesda for, right? Like, this is it.
Yep.
And then he's just like, yeah, but even if it gets 11 out of 10, even if it's like the best game ever, like undisputed, you talk to anybody and Starfall is the best game ever made. He's like, that's not going to make people sell their PlayStations. It's not going to make them buy Xbox. Like, it might make them buy Xboxes or a PC or whatever, but it doesn't mean that they're going to then suddenly be like, screw you, Sony, I'm not playing PlayStation anymore or whatever. So he's just like, we're not a threat. So he has this like the sentiment and everything, which is one thing, but normally that would be a genuine statement, him just being very vulnerable. But then when you start taking the account of like, oh, they're appealing the UK, they're trying to say, no, we're not a big bad monopoly, stuff like that,
right?
He is really
doubling down,
knocking down Microsoft and really making them look like dirt right now in what I consider a very calculated thing of like, yeah, Twitter's gonna roast me for, let's call it a month. Not even, honestly, if you really look at this. And this is another thing. If you really look at it, you're going to hear this for a week, right? And then what comes out on Friday is Zelda. And then that's the next news cycle is, hopefully Zelda's good, but like, look how awesome Zelda is. Zelda's so great, blah, blah, blah. And now you're not going to hear about and then it just fades back out.
But that goes even further. Like, oh, Nintendo's crushing us. Look at this.
Yeah.
We had Redfall followed by Zelda. That's an interesting theory.
Who thought Redfall, and maybe this is just me being out of the loop, but like, who thought Redfall was going to be this like incredibly amazing game? My cousin Justin loves picking these games of just like, dude, I'm really excited for this. And I hope he's listening to this because he's going to laugh at me. But the moment my cousin says like, I'm really looking forward to this game, it's like, well, this is going to suck. Like, it's
curses it.
He has a very bad track.
Oh, no.
Dude, Anthem.
Oh, God.
Redfall. Oh, what was some other? There is a bunch of them where it's just like, oh, this could be great. And then it's like, this is not a good game. I know he's laughing at me right now, but like, that's the thing.
I had one of those this year.
Dude, you had tons of them.
I have tons of them. Yeah.
Although, did you want to play Wild West or no? Or Evil West?
I wanted
West?
To play Wanted Dead.
Wanted Dead.
Which got like a yucky face on it.
Yeah. He was saying Evil West was good. I never played it.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is interesting.
He'll laugh. Maybe that was the thing. The moment he said that, I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
This isn't going to be good.
Scratch it off the notepad, yeah.
But, yeah, dang, it's
interesting.
It was such a wild... It was like a 40-minute interview.
Yeah.
And it was the Phil Spencer wallowing hour, man. It was rough.
I don't know, dude. That's... here's what's interesting. Remember the conversations we were having when Xbox was acquiring all these things? Mm-hmm. And like you were like, dude, it's over. Like Xbox is just going to take everything over.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was always one that's like, dude, I always will believe in the single title or like the exclusive title.
Well, the thing is, you haven't seen that come yet because they bought all these.
Yeah.
COVID hit.
Yeah.
And I hate blaming stuff on COVID because at some point you can't. It's the same thing with the president. At some point, you got to stop blaming the last president, right?
Yeah,
like at some point, it's like we're past that. We're 4 years gone.
There should be something in like the Constitution, like 2 years into your term, and you're like, it's on you. No longer.
We're still blaming, you know, like that Clinton, you know, like whatever.
See, if I was president, I would blame like
Washington.
Yeah. Like Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Like Jefferson guys, like, you know,
get him off that 20.
Get him off the 20. Yeah. He's not on the 20.
Is he?
No, that's Andrew Jackson.
Oh.
What's Jefferson? Who definitely shouldn't be on the 20. He was not a
good
guy.
Nickel?
Jefferson's on the nickel and the nickel.
Okay.
Well, oh yeah. What?
He's on the 5. Abraham Lincoln's on the 5, right?
Lincoln's on the 5. Washington's on the 1. 10 is
Benjamin Franklin.
Maybe 10's Jefferson.
Maybe 10 is Jefferson.
10 Jefferson. Jackson's 20. 50 is Hoover?
What?
Maybe?
Kennedy.
Kennedy on the 50? No, it's not. You out of your mind? 100's Franklin because Big Ben.
That's crazy.
How
did he get...
Because he's the GOAT, bro. How? Come on, man.
Oh, I discovered electricity because I'm an idiot. let me fly a kite with a
Franklin
cannon.
Was a boss.
What are we talking about? Anyway. What were we saying?
So my contention is that like the exclusive games that you come out with,
yes, yeah,
will always be a cornerstone,
yes,
of what you're doing. And
but we didn't see that yet.
Well, we haven't seen opposite side where it's like Xbox has bought everything. So like your point is we haven't seen the fruition of that, which is true.
Right.
I guess I'm still sticking with my initial thought where it's like, PS5 will be good because of the titles they have. People will keep their PS5s because of the next Horizon, because of the next God of War, because of all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, I just think you're never going to get away from that. Like this single player experience, the narrative driven story, like whatever, I don't think that's ever going anywhere, honestly. And you could buy all the studios in the world. I just think it's going to be tough to get Nintendo and PlayStation.
No, I completely agree with you. I think the thing that people keep saying is like Xbox doesn't have any first-party stuff. They're not doing this. But like there will eventually be a time. And I'm not saying any of these are going to be good. So like that's the other side of that coin is like, but like they mentioned so many, and they were listing them out on the interview too, but they were like, okay, hey, you talked about Fable. You talked about, you know, Gears, Halo, like all your staples, plus all these other things of like the new, like, whatever's coming out of, Arcane's kind of done. But, you know what I mean? Like, they have all these other studios. They have the Bethesda stuff. So you have Starfall. You have the new Elder Scrolls. Like, the new Elder Scrolls is coming out. That's years from now. Like, years.
Right.
Like,
right.
So, like, you're not seeing that stuff. And technically, Spencer kind of touched on this where he's like, look, I see it. I get, like, he's like, we're there. We're about to come to fruition. It's about to happen. But he's like, I also understand where like that should mean nothing until you have a controller in your hand and you're playing the game and you're saying this is a great game, right? So I think that's the problem is like Microsoft has all of this potential and they haven't delivered on a single thing. Like even with what's the zombie one that I actually love, the second one. What is it called? I don't remember. Like it's
Dead Island.
No, but it's something like that. But it's like you build up a base and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I know what you're talking about. Like the parkour stuff?
No. I mean,
Dying Light, too?
It's not Dying Light. It's someone's research department can do that. But anyway, they have all this stuff and that they talked about and it's just not coming.
What I will say, though, is they've had the opportunity, though. So are they trying to scale too far into the future here? Because it's like, look at Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Halo should have been like, Halo's back. It's on the map again. Like, this is,
right.
This reminds us all why we bought an Xbox in the first place.
And it worked. It was fine. And then it just, like, they didn't have the tech
people behind it. They didn't have like the structure behind it.
They gave up on it. But even initially, like, it was good. It was fun. I think we rated it pretty decently. But like, people don't remember. It was delayed forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then half of the game modes weren't put in. Forge wasn't in.
I still don't know if that's in.
Forge is in.
Officially or in like beta?
Oh yeah. I don't know that. I know that they've been talking a lot about Forge because they're trying to get
co-op?
People to...
Do you have like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. So the game releases no co-op campaign, right, which is half the fun we played back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
No Forge again. Like you would think this should have been like top priority.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, this is going to compete. This is going to be, hey, remember when we came out with the Xbox and this is what put the Xbox on the map?
Right.
We're going to go back to play number one, right? And they like, so like, I get all that, you know, they're looking, things need to come to fruition, but like, at what point is it like, you're just missing these opportunities along the way?
And I think that I'm 100% with you. So like, it's one of those things, like I can understand where like they made all these bets and eventually, like, I think that Xbox is going to have a killer app at some point. Is it going to be too little, too late? Who knows? Maybe, probably. We'll see. But the thing that you can't do, and I think this is where I'm starting to like, I don't dislike Phil Spencer, but there's only so many times you can get up and say like, yeah, it's on me, or I'm being very genuine. At some point, it's like, cool, man, but like,
people aren't going to care
anymore. Yeah, like, yeah. Look, I like you. Like I think you actually play your games. I actually think that you like you care and like you're in that scene and you have an idea on it. But like when he's just straight up saying like it has nothing to do with the first party games, I don't know if I agree with that. When he's saying it has nothing to do with like that sort of thing, when he's saying it has nothing to do with like the console wars per se, and it's more about just getting it to everyone and whatnot. It's like, okay, like I mean, PlayStation is not like PlayStation is doing bad things too, but they're somehow being overshadowed by you. Like, so like if you could just put out something that's like not busted or something,
yeah,
like we'd still be talking about Jedi right now. We wouldn't be talking about like, even if Redfall was like a 78 or a 75 or a 7, and it's the exact same thing as a Dead Island 2, and it's just very mediocre, but it wasn't like broken. That's the thing that I'm just not getting, is why is this such a story right now? And I think that he made it
fanning the flames.
Yeah. And I think that it was intentional. That's the thing.
Does
like,
that make a difference though, in terms of like maybe they're just trying anything? You know what I mean? But maybe. Do you think the board, and I forget what the regulatory agency is called in the UK, but you think they're looking at that and being like, oh, you know what? Let's take that into consideration. You know, these guys just released a really shitty game. It's like, I don't think that's what they're doing at all.
But like, this is the third one in like 5 weeks. Between The Last of Us, Jedi, and this, they're all garbage.
Maybe it is like they're trying to like just...
It just seems like it's way more blown out of proportion than it should have been. That's all.
Well, I mean, in the gaming community, things are always blown out of proportion though. So it's like nothing new.
Especially whenever it's like... technically it's made by Microsoft. It's not really, but it kind of is. Like, it's not a Microsoft Studios joint, but it's like they own them. So then it's like, oh, Microsoft sucks. Fine. Like, Microsoft sucks, then let them buy Call of Duty. Like, what are you going to do? You know? Like,
well, then they're going to ruin Call of Duty.
Sure.
Dude, it's going to be like Disney at this point, where anything Disney touches now just gets ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, but they make money, so it doesn't... like
Exactly.
It doesn't
because
matter.
People just keep paying for it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess people still like the Disney stuff. I think Star Wars was ruined by Disney. That's what it is, man.
I guess my thing is, I don't think Microsoft pulling out of the gaming industry is somehow a win.
No.
Like, people are just like, Microsoft should quit. They should leave, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Okay, the moment they do that, like, let's have less competition. Like,
no, that's a death sentence, but it's like... They've been losing for a long time, dude.
Yeah.
And like 360 was the last time they were winning.
Yeah.
That's how many years ago.
But were they winning because of the games? Their games. Like, yeah, you had
their
your
games
Halo, you had your Halo and you had your Gears of War.
Your Gears of War, yeah.
But was it really those? Like, Halo was big.
Well, we talked about why the Xbox 360, that's our number one console.
No, I completely agree with you.
So, yeah, I don't think it was the games necessarily, right. but they lost their identity, which is important.
Right, but then what they're doing with, like, Game Pass and that sort of thing, like, it makes sense that, like, they need to find, like, if they can't compete on a game level,
right,
then you need to do other stuff. Like, so that's where your Game Pass comes in, where cloud comes in.
Here's what I'll say to that point. What I'll say is, okay, they didn't have the games, but they had the structure and the community, right? Which is what they're doing with Game Pass and stuff, which is, I mean, we talked about this. This was bringing them back in our eyes, right? We thought it was a great idea. It's unbelievable value. Like, this is the path they need to go because they're never going to compete with the first party titles from Nintendo and Sony. It's just never going to happen. They're too far behind. But what I will say is that doesn't mean you can just drop the ball on all your first party stuff. You know what I mean?
It's not all the first party. Like, I don't even know. It's State of Decay, by the way. What's the game?
Gotcha.
But, like, I thought State of Decay 2 was, like, fine. But, like, they've never had, like, what's a slam dunk Xbox property? Like, this isn't, like, a new thing. Like, that's the thing. It's not like Xbox and Sony were, like, neck and neck, and they were outputting the same quality of game and blah, 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 and then somehow Xbox fell off.
Right.
It was like, no, they had, like, two games, and I would argue that Gears was better than, like, Sony's Resistance.
Sure.
But, like, Sony's been putting out better stuff for years and years and years and years, if you're talking first-party stuff. So, like, it's never been about that, but somehow this is turning into, like, oh, Xbox's first party stuff sucks.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, yeah, they never released things that were better than Sony, but, like, Halo back in the day worked. It was good.
Yeah,
it
but
was
Halo
fun.
Halo was good in this. They just couldn't keep up with the, like, Halo is still a relic.
But they cared about it. You understand?
Yeah, but I would argue that the Halo Infinite, for all its kind of developmental, like release flaws and stuff like that, like, what you could play of Halo was good. What I'm saying is Halo does not come into the new landscape of multiplayer gaming well, and they couldn't keep up. So that's a developmental thing, but I'm saying Halo, like, the engine, the way the gameplay felt, the what they were doing with it was all good, I would argue. Maybe the story wasn't super
stellar,
but, like,
I feel like if they wanted to,
yeah,
that game would be spectacular. The resources went there, I think it would have been.
Maybe. But
maybe I'm wrong, but I just think.
But is it worth shutting down, and I'm making this up because who knows? Is it worth, like, okay, Gears of War, we're going to delay you 2 more years because we need to get Halo the love it deserves? Or is it better and do you get more flies with the honey of Halo is out, it got an 80, that's fine. Oh, and Gears of War is also out and it got an 80. So you have 2 80 tier games. Versus Halo has a 98, and now Gears of War is going to be delayed for multiple years.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
To me, it's like I said before, I think that would be, what a great reset button. The game that puts you on the map in the first place.
Yeah.
To get people back, and you get that nostalgia bone, you get that.
Yeah.
And it, to me, that sends a message like, we understand we kind of veered off the path, but we're going to get back to what made us great. And that sends a message to me, like, you know, we're aware of that. And, you know, we're really investing a lot of.
I wonder what the cost would be is if they went back and they were like, we're going to completely hit the reset button. And they remake Halo.
Invent a time machine.
They remake Halo. Like, I'm talking like Halo 1.
Why would you do that?
Completely, though? like balls to the wall, do that. Then they go and they're like, and here's the new Gears of War. And it's just Gears of War 1 completely remade. They go back. They take Call of Duty 4. They remake it. Like, all the games that were like 360, like,
yeah,
this is it type of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe I guess it would be like Halo 3 at that point. But, yeah, like, can you imagine if they were just like, we're just going to stop what we're doing. And we're going to go back in time when we were winning. So, like, here's your, because they would technically own Call of Duty if they get that, right? So it'd be like, here's your Modern Warfare, here's your Modern Warfare 2, all this, and just completely.
Just, nah, I don't think it would work.
Here's your Perfect Dark. Enjoy.
Perfect Dark. Was that the game? Maybe that's the game they need.
No, but man, that would be Yeah, I don't know what they do. I just think that my whole hypothesis is this is blowing up well out of proportion, and I think it's silly for this to fuel the fire of these like console wars and things like that. Whenever it's like the Sony people that are like just hammering Xbox and saying how terrible they are and how they're not like Sony's so much better and everything else, is like if you're that dense that Microsoft isn't literally screenshotting every one of those, putting them in a binder and taking them to court and being like, look, everyone hates us. No one thinks that we can do this. It's nothing. It's just like you're signing your, like, for every mean tweet to Phil Spencer is like another dollar in his pocket of just like, I can't wait to take Call of Duty away from you guys. It's like, hey, Sephiroth Lover 420, remember when you wrote this tweet to me? Well, guess what? Now you can't play Call of Duty. See ya.
Oh, anyway. God. I don't know.
I don't know where I'm going with that, but it's just like, it's so...
I think it makes sense. I don't know if you're right, but...
I don't know either. Sense. It just seemed like, normally I think he is a very genuine guy, Phil Spencer.
Yeah.
This just seemed...
Too, like hammed
he was,
up.
He was whipping himself way harder than he should have been, yeah. I think.
Yeah. No, I you know, now that you say it, I get the same kind of... It seemed very, like a, not a performance, but it kind of seemed like...
It was a lot. Yeah, I mean, he was like brutally on. Brutal, just like, yeah. I'm not having a good week, guys. Like, I hate myself right
but,
now.
You know, maybe that's okay. Like the thing. It's like, I don't know. If you're a leader of a company or something and you take a really bad week.
Yeah.
And you go out there and you do the general responses.
Dude, he
like,
just put his chin up.
You know,
and
I'm
like,
going to, you know, we feel good it. About this, you know. And like the politician kind of answers, you're going to get roasted anyways, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of do like the reverse psychology where it's like, nope, we suck, we're terrible, blah,
but
blah, blah.
But it was like these weird lines where it's like on one sentence he was giving reasons on why like Redfall was. Like, well, this was in development for 3 years. Nah, we could have given you more support here, but we were too busy doing X, Y, Z or whatever. Like, we'll give more support to Starfall or whatever. And it was just like he was taking responsibility in – he was saying, oh, there's no other person to blame except me, right? But then he was also just like, yeah, it wasn't where we really wanted it to be, or it wasn't like he was still.
You think maybe there was a script
blaming the developer,
and he was like trying to stay on script.
Maybe,
and then he was
like,
it
just,
guys,
it seemed off,
fun.
Man. It just seemed off, and I'm a huge fan of him. I just like it just seemed weird.
Well, it wasn't prepared, right? It was stuff. Like it seemed off the cuff.
Yeah, off the cuff, but in a weird, like a such a strategic
way. Yeah, but if you're doing an off the cuff, you think it's strategic? Yeah, I don't know.
I think
I mean,
it is.
Maybe.
I think it is, man.
You just love conspiracy theories.
No, like no. Here, think about this. Oh, what do you play and what do you like playing and stuff? And the thing he likes playing, not a game, but oh, I really like playing on the. I don't even remember what cloud device he was talking about, but he listed out like three cloud devices. So even right there, it's like it's not this genuine. Oh, I'm playing Redfall because I like hating myself or whatever. But it was just like, oh, I'm playing on this. I'm making this up, like Asus Cloud. And I'm playing that. And if it's that or the Steam Deck, I just think anyone should be able to play anyway. Like, whatever. It's like, oh, okay. So the thing that you're getting hammered on in the UK saying that you have a monopoly on cloud gaming and you just happen to start talking about all the other cloud options out there and that's what you're playing and how good of those companies they are.
Yeah.
It just seems real just disingenuous to say that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt fake for the first time. And that I hate. So I don't know.
Who knows? I get. Well, never
I know we're losing our Game Pass sponsorship, but like that's
right.
It felt off. It felt off. I don't know. You know what felt on? And this is completely off topic, but we were talking about Call of Duty. Played Call of Duty with Dez, and Casey, and like
I saw you guys on.
I felt pretty good.
I'm good.
Sorry. Should I have invited you? I knew you were playing Octopath.
I uninstalled the game.
I didn't know you uninstalled at that point. But yeah, we were playing. It was like. We're doing some work.
Damn. Were you playing ranked? You had four,
no,
right?
No, we were ranked. Ranked. We were doing hardcore and did a little bit of Warzone. Hardcore is great.
Yes.
Dude, I got like 3 VTOLs and 2 chopper gunners in the game. It was just like...
Hardcore is awesome.
Oh, so fun.
You used like a pistol in hardcore.
I was going to send you a picture. You know those the two games I had the best game on?
Yeah.
Freaking Dome. I was like 37 and 11.
You loving the map now?
I was just murdering.
Loving the map now?
It sucks.
Get out of here.
Terrible map.
You don't know what you're talking
terrible
about.
Terrible map.
When Microsoft redoes it, you'll love it.
Top 10 Call of Duty maps?
I'm not saying it's top 10.
Top 5 Call of Duty. We should do top 5 Call of Duty maps. Dome, not even on the conversation.
No, it's not on the conversation, but I like the map. It reminded me of a time in my life when I was happy and I came home from school and happy. I played on Dome. Okay,
I
get that? Can I? Is there that?
Are there maps that are not just Call of Duty 4 maps and top 5 Call of Duty maps?
Absolutely. Half of mine would be Modern Warfare 2.
Okay.
Here's a bold call.
Mm.
Rust not in the top 5.
Done. I hate Rust.
Shipyard not in the top 5.
Yeah.
Or Shipment?
Shipment, yeah. Shipment. No, absolutely not.
Okay, perfect.
Fine with that.
People with Crucifier lists for not having those, tell me right now Rust is a good map. It's a terrible map.
Rust
is the worst map.
Yeah.
It's too small. And it's like, yeah, but what about the 1v1? It's like, no.
Who cares?
Who fucking cares?
Who's 1v1ing? Like,
like losers are 1v1ing.
you don't need
whose egos are too fragile.
Did we talk about Caliber yet?
No.
Caliber's good.
I think a little bit. I can't remember.
Does that count as a game contender if it just came out on Steam this year? Because it's not a new game. It just came out on Steam. So how does that work?
Sure, we can count it. It's not going to be even close.
To top 10 games of the year?
No.
No? Oh, you don't like it that much?
Maybe top 10. I guess there's not a lot of great games. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's good. I had fun with it. I think it's a good game to play with friends. It's easy to pick up, get into, understand. The matches are super quick, which is awesome.
I love that. That's the best part of that game.
Yeah. And I like the strategy and whatever, but is it a top 10 game this year? I don't know. I feel like it's not anything. It's not special or anything. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's just like a fun, this is what we're going to be doing for a little bit. And I'll enjoy it forget about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Balloons has been kicking our ass. Yeah, Caliber, I don't know. It's fun. I enjoy the game.
Yeah.
It has some technical issues, at least for me, sometimes. Sometimes my frames will just go to zero.
That's so weird, man.
And it was so strange. So
when was the last time you blew out your PC?
Like a month ago.
Okay. All right.
Continue. It wasn't running hot.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I'm just sad you got rid of Call of Duty. Like, I'm actually
Call of Duty just was not working.
Yeah.
Like, it would just crash on me. And then I had that issue where, like, the lights.
Yeah, it was just, like, flashing the whole time. Yeah.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
And I'll peek behind, like, lighting design, because I could see where they placed all the lights.
That's so weird. In the map. Yeah.
It was a trip. It was, like, it was a peek behind the curtain for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so in the Caliber, it was, like, my frames would go to, like, 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I turned around, not facing the map, they would go up fine.
Hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that so weird? So it's like
there's one board loading that like crashes my frame rate.
Really?
It's only one map. Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyways, very fun game. There's like four classes that you can pick between, and then you need one person in each role.
Yeah.
And everyone has special abilities. They have a ton of operators.
Do we think that's something that we ever do ranked for?
No.
Yeah.
We're getting our ass kicked in normal.
Yeah.
And again,
we're wrecking people or we're getting wrecked. There's no like, oh, this is a close match or whatever. Like it's.
And I think that's the problem. Like if you don't have a game that's very popular, you're going to see that skill disparity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's either like people trying it out and they're new and they're going to suck, or it's people that are sticking around because they really love this game and they got really good.
Yeah.
Right. So it's going to be one or the other. And that's just, it's so tough because that just kills my enjoyment.
Well, you downloaded Sea of Thieves, right?
Yeah.
Like, actually, did you actually download it? We should play that. Like, that would be something that I would actually...
Yeah, I mean, you guys are good at that. You know what you're doing, and, like...
We know what we're doing, but, like, not even... Like, we've been getting wrecked.
It's like League. It's like if I took time off League, I'd still be able to come back and, like...
To an extent. Like, we know the basics, but, like, I don't even care about it that much because it'd be like, well, you're the captain and we're going to follow you. Fun. And just
because, I don't know, man. It just seems like we've just been getting stomped in every game we've been playing.
Feel good.
It does not feel good. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, we can grind it out and get good at the game. But that's a huge time investment. And then there goes any other game you want to play. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, that's so tough.
Well, that's the thing is, do you put a higher value on like multiplayer games with like other people, or is it like as long as you're playing with your friend group, that's good enough? Like I'm thinking of something like Among Us or whatever. Like if we have like a big like a ton of people are playing it and we're all joking around, laughing, and having a good time or whatever, and doing that. Same thing with something like Halo, where it's like I love doing like Griffball or Rocket Racers or whatever, like just like the friend matches. And we've been conditioned now where it's like, well, I'm not getting XP for this, or I'm not leveling up to get all these other unlocks or whatever. So I don't want to play this. And it's just like, where's the, exactly what you said, like, where's the fun of it? You know, like, when can you just sit back and be like, we're just going to play a video game and we don't actually have to make progress?
Yeah.
We could just play it and enjoy it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's why a lot of people are, you know, are really gravitating towards like these single player games, because it's just like, it just feels like a video game again. You know what I mean?
You feel super powerful. You feel
like Resident Evil is such a great example, yeah, where like that's such a video game ass video game,
mm-hmm,
where it's like, it's not super serious, but it's still good. Like the story's still good, and yeah, like the mechanics are like, it's not super realistic. Mm-hmm. It's very arcadey, but that's like, it just harkens back to like, hey, remember when video games were video games and they were kind of wacky and fun and you could do it, and there's these fucking bear traps that you keep stepping in because this fucking game sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying, like extending that to multiplayer. Yeah, I agree. It's like, it feels like a job, right? I got to level up. I got to keep up,
right,
with everyone else, because like you take off a week in Call of Duty, you come back, everyone's got every gun unlocked, they know every little tech option on the guns, where there's a million options.
Yeah, or you're playing stuff that you don't enjoy just to, like, and I don't call it Des and Casey out because they like this. And if people like unlocking stuff, by all means, do it.
Well, Nate enjoy likes it too, right?
Yeah, but it's just like, you're playing with stuff that you hate,
yep,
and having a miserable time,
yep,
to get the next skin or to get the next attachment and, to do whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, at what point, like, is that the height of your enjoyment? Like, whenever you get that final skin, then what? Like, then you can start playing the game for real? Like, I don't know.
I see.
Or is that the whole joy of it? And, like, I don't want to, like, not have people do what they want to do, but it's like you are kind of blocking other people from, like, enjoying the game. Because, like, okay, I can't play the game the way I want to play it because we're not getting XP, or no one's going to play with me because, yeah, you know, like, I don't know.
No, I get the philosophy behind it. Like, have people have to try out all these things.
Yeah.
But that's not Call of Duty. Call of Duty was always, like, you find your gun and you play your gun. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, I don't know.
I have not touched... So, and I'm kind of making fun of myself, but like, I have one loadout and it's at M13.
Yeah.
I haven't touched it since we played that one ranked match. And it's like, that is all I'm using. So I've used that for ranked. I've used that to regular core, played it in hardcore, played it in Warzone. And I'm just like, this is all I'm using.
Yeah.
Period. Not using anything else. And I'm doing fine with it. And it's like, okay, it doesn't matter.
I don't know, man. I think they went too much. And I'm just a boomer. Yeah. I just want my old Call of Duty back where there's like five assault rifles.
That's why I like ranked. Because it was like, okay, like eight here, all the choice is gone. Here you go.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Just too much. Too much.
Yeah. But
just bring back the ACR.
What's that next game? Like, what is the next game where we can all play it and we can all enjoy it? Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Multiplayer wise, it's tough because it's like, maybe we're just old, and like, maybe when we were younger, we could just pick things up and just be way better at them. But I just think like gaming in general has gotten better, because you look at any industry or anything, it gets better as time goes on. Like, the society just gets better, right?
I guess. Does it?
Yeah, 100%. Look at sports. You're telling me sports today, the athletes are not better than they were?
No, I get that. I guess what I'm saying
because
is,
because the training's better, the access to the internet, you're able to consume so much more information from people who are actually good. You know what I mean? Where you couldn't do that before. Like, when we were young,
mm-hmm,
I mean, it was, I guess for me, like, it was first starting to come out, like, Machinima was big and stuff. So, like, you did get a little bit of exposure for that. But when you were young, it's like, you don't have any of that. You can't look up a guide on YouTube. You can't.
Oh, look, I mean, you're right about YouTube, but like, we had guides. It's just, I went on a thread, like a Reddit.
Yeah, like a thread.
Pre-Reddit thing. Yeah, like a message board.
Okay, sure. And yeah, you can derive information from that, but it's like, now we have, hey, here's the professional. Here is mathematically here's the best loadout.
Yeah.
Here's what it looks like to play this game really well.
Yeah.
In 4K.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's so easy. It's so easy to get to that high level quickly.
Yeah.
And then there, it's like tough to move up because like the higher you get, obviously, it's something the harder it is. It's like,
this is the way to play it. This is not the way to play it. This is what you have to do.
Right.
This is what you can't do. Versus like you experimenting and finding that out your own. Right. It's like
that agency is like gone because it's like.
Well, that's what I'm worried about with Diablo whenever it comes out. And that's what I really want to just, we play it and it's just, we don't look up anything. And it is just straight. We experience the story and the game and everything the same way. We don't have any clue what any of like the quote unquote best abilities are. It's just trial and error.
Here's the problem with this. It's why I go back and forth on it is because look at something like Divinity.
Yeah.
How bad does it feel when your guy, like your experience with it, your guy literally was just an archer and you had one shot per turn and then you have your mage summoning shit, blowing up the world in one turn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like if you go in blind, and you randomly picked one of the best builds in the game, and I randomly picked something that sucks, but I hadn't, you know, obviously it's not going to say it sucks. It's going to sound cool or whatever, so I might go try it. That's going to really suck for me, right?
Yeah, to an extent, but that's a little different because it's not turn-based. So I think part of the reason why I hated it Divinity is I had to wait 9 years for blood to rain down from the sky from the mage or whatever. Yeah. And I have to, like, you know, waddle over to like the high ground for it to be anything. With Diablo, it's a little different where, like, if you don't like something, you can just change whatever you want.
Quickly,
so short, short. And like Diablo, like, you're meant to be making multiple characters and doing different things and things like that. And
yeah, maybe it won't have that problem. Yeah. I don't know. I just think about something like that. I think it'll be fun though. I'm excited to give it another try.
I want it to be a very, very slow burn. I want it to be this thing where it's just like we experience it together and that's it. And it's just, that's what I want. I don't know. I mean, that's easier said than done, obviously, but it's, we'll see.
I hope it's good for your sake.
I think just to kind of close the multiplayer kind of discussion is when you're playing with multiple people, I feel like we've been conditioned that we're just okay with these very repeatable, I would say less than awesome gameplay loop type things, right? Like you're playing a Call of Duty match, you run around, you do the exact same thing, you do every match, you win, you lose, whatever, and it's done, right?
Right.
Where, like, you have these single-player games that are like, oh, this side quest is, like, a really intricate storyline and things like that, which is really cool, but you can really only do it yourself. And we don't have a game that kind of bridges the two together, and, like, you have MMOs, but every story in an MMO is, like, inconsequential and is meaningless and is boring and, oh, collect 10 apples and bring them back or whatever. So it's just one of those things, like, how do you get both?
Star Wars was the closest for me.
Star Wars was the closest.
That one mission.
Yeah.
Where it's like this random mission. It's like a Firepoint mission or something where you can go with your friends. And I think you roll to see who says, like, everyone picks what they want to say. And then it decides who steps up and says it.
Mm-hmm.
And, because they like address you as like, you know what I mean?
Yep. It was super cool.
It was so cool.
But it's also skipping to something outside of our level that's too hard, bashing our head against it for 2 hours, realizing 100%. It's actually unbeatable.
No, we beat that one, but then we tried another one. And
well, whatever. Like, yeah, and then it's like they never play again.
But like that, Star Wars was great because the stories were pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, could we do that? Could we just create the multiplayer? And I think that's what like a lot of the expansions are. Which is why I like kind of wanted to get to the end game, because everyone can join into the expansion, which is like a single player story-esque kind of thing, but everyone can be there because it's not your individual character story.
Yeah, I just hate that gameplay. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I actually liked it.
Yeah. If it's Diablo, if it's like this first person like kind of just running around, or even third person, like I like real-time action stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually don't like the MMO style, but it was just so cool with the lightsabers. I just had a blast with it. Yeah, it was really cool. So I don't know. But that's like it's all like, I've talked about this a million times, but it's all like, my character was like, I think at the end of the game, he's like the right hand of the Emperor or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the Emperor's champion. I just want to walk up in the group of my four other mates or three other guys. And it's like, oh, the Emperor's right hand is here. Like they acknowledge my backstory or whatever.
Yep.
They acknowledge yours or whatever. Like when you say something, you know what I mean? That's what it is. It's the individual nature of it. It's like my choices mattered. Everything that happens canon, right? Yep. Like they address what just happened. I don't know. That's how you do it in my mind.
Well, now imagine that you could go into any city and just start murdering anyone.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is like, okay, you're the Emperor's right-hand man.
Yeah.
You get a notification that it's like, oh, I think Anchorhead's a rebel base.
Yeah.
And you go in and you level it. And I'm talking like
then turns NPCs, out it was like a,
everything.
Yeah.
And you just murder everyone. And then if a rebel comes in and they're like, oh, I'm getting in here to do some shopping. And then it's literally like you just see all the medics, all the shopkeepers, just like just dead with gray names above there. And you're just like, oh, no. And then you're just standing in the middle of the street with like a lightsaber out. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Star Wars Galaxy was really good.
We always go back to Star Wars Galaxy.
Because it was better.
Like, well, but it was all player driven.
Yeah.
And would people be able to do that today?
What do you mean? Oh, to player drive stuff?
Like back in the day, it was like.
Yeah, I think they would. I think they would.
I don't know, because you're going to have people who go online. How can I become the best? How can I cheese it?
So well, OG, you wouldn't be able to. OG, it's like you luck out, you get a lightsaber. And then with great responsibility.
No, 100% that. You know, yeah, like that's, no, that. But it's like, how can I just dominate the trade empire? Like just become the best merchant of all time.
Yeah, but then you have.
Cheese the shit out of it.
But then you have those things where it's like if. I feel, and this is purely hypothetical, but I think that if you had people that were dominating a trade, because it is so like, if you tell everyone else how to dominate this trade, suddenly you can't, it's because it's all in the market secret, changes, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. So I my hypothesis would be you would see a lot less videos with that kind of stuff, or they know that they have their server locked down where like, people can't get in, and then they're like, okay, I'm safe.
Well, you have to make a situation where it's like the higher level you get, the more notoriety you get, the more vulnerable you become.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
Well, every piece of armor you craft, you would label your armor, right? Yeah. So it'd be like, oh, okay, I'm in this server. I'm doing this thing. I'm making you composite armor. You have one of 50 units.
Yeah.
And then that price skyrockets because they know that you use the specific metal material or whatever to do it that like boosted it like 3 points higher than something else, you know? Yeah. So it's just like, it's like you're doing like a blacksmith and you kind of like bang your initials on the end of something. Yeah. I don't know.
What a great game. Every time you talk about it and then I watch a video and just
and it looks throw so, up, so bad. It's
throw
so ugly
up everywhere. My God, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the dream.
Never going to happen.
Probably not. It's like, how do you even do that? How do you even go about doing that? It's like such an undertaking.
Microsoft would have to go back in time, make their 360 remake.
Microsoft could do it if they devoted all the resources to it.
Yeah, if anyone could do it, that could do it. And like, I love how people are talking about like, oh, Microsoft, it just proves you can't just buy your way into stuff. Like, yeah, you can. Yes, you absolutely can.
We'll see.
It'll happen. I don't think, I mean... You know what? I think Friday I am jazzed. Did we talk about... Okay, so what do you... Give me a score for Zelda real quick. What do you think?
Oh, 92? 84.
That's what I think.
Wow.
I think it's going to be just mid.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even the Zelda boost?
No. I think that's with the Zelda boost.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like an 80.
Wow.
And then I think people are going to realize like...
See, I don't understand Zelda players, so I just...
That's fair.
They might love it.
The reviewers, I think people are going to be going into it thinking it's Breath of the Wild, and I think they're going to either be like, oh, this is not what we wanted. Yeah. This is not it.
Because it's a little different, because rather than a new title, so you talked about all these ones like Wind Waker or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, there's all this outrage. But that's a different title.
Yeah.
This is a sequel. And so I think you're right. That's the discrepancy that might be like, okay, well, this isn't, you know, they might be trying to do too much.
Yeah, like it looks the same. It looks like it's going to be in the vein of either this needs to just be, it could be Breath of the Wild and just run better, which I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be 30 frames. It's still going to be janky as heck. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. But, 84. Interesting. All right. We'll see who's closer.
We'll see. But. I don't know. That's all I got.
That's all I got. Good episode.
We're just talking about stuff.
Yeah, no, it was
playing Jedi. So I got to be Jedi in a week. I can do that.
Yeah, you can do that. That's not a very long game, right?
It can be. I am such a sucker for collectibles.
God, I don't care about collectibles. Yeah,
and they do such a good job because it's every area is like, here's how many there are. Find them.
You can get them all.
You get 100%.
That's how you do it. That's how you get people like you in.
Yeah.
Because I hate more than anything where it's like, you can't get this yet till you get this skill, but then come back here.
Well, they still do that. It is very Metroidvania in that regard, but you know exactly what everything is and where to get them and stuff.
I don't want to go back.
I don't either, but then that's why Metroid is not the game for you.
Move through a game. Just be done.
I want it linear.
Linear. Give me a straight line.
You know what, then? I might burn hours. I might tell you to do Odyssey.
No, don't do it to me.
I might.
God, that's the worst thing ever.
Oh, no, I might.
That'd be so bad. You didn't even finish your assignment.
What do you mean my
Justice
assignment?
League.
I only have a couple left. Okay, I'll finish it. I'll finish by next week. Yeah, okay. Next Friday, I'll have it done.
Yeah, I've been done with Peaky for a while now, by the way.
You finished Peaky all the way?
No.
Okay.
Mid season 3. So it's like the Russian arc. Gets kind of weird, dude.
So you didn't get the Italians yet? Or the American mob?
No.
Okay. I think that's good.
It's like they're looking at gems right now or something.
Okay.
With your boy.
My boy.
The Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Which still...
Alfie's real good.
Might be the most overhyped thing you ever said.
Give it time.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
This is you playing Metroid.
I like them. Okay, maybe. I mean, look, if you're not,
dude,
if you don't
you're
love
like
them,
you literally would sit on here. It's on recording, by the way. Yeah. You're like, this might be my favorite character. He's one of the best. Yeah. Like, I just can't.
Yeah,
he's unbelievable. He's so amazing. And I'm like, okay, this guy's gonna blow. My socks are gonna be off. Socks are firmly on.
Okay,
socks are tight.
I think he's such a well done, well acted. Like,
yeah, he's great. Tom Hardy's good. Awesome. Tom Hardy's great.
Yeah.
What am I missing? It's like, he's fine. He's fine.
Maybe
he's good.
He just spoke to me more. I don't know.
He's good.
All right.
He's doing these things. He's talking. I can barely understand him, and I'm trying my best. Yeah. And like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's like you saw where Bane came from.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually saw an interview where he got
Bane's voice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. Yeah. But the main character is the best. He's the best actor in the show.
Yeah.
He steals the show.
Yeah, as he should. I mean,
well, as he should, right? Yeah. So, great. The show's like 8 out of 10.
I'll give it a 9, but yeah,
show's like a solid 8 out of 10. Like, right,
just
good
Zelda.
Zelda, yeah,
just straight Zelda.
It's just good. Yeah. It's just a good. I'm enjoying the show. It's a good show.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Is it better than Sopranos? Not even close. Not even. It's not even the same breath.
Wow.
As Sopranos.
Okay. All right.
Which IMDb agrees with me.
Yeah, we need to do top sitcoms. That's got to be something. I think we need a guest for that.
Yeah, who would be a good guest for that? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if Jeff's into it. I know Calvin likes some of them. I don't think he's seen like some of the big ones.
We need to have some really specific rules on that stuff before we invite anyone over, though.
Right, because it's like, what happens if you've never seen Friends?
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like,
I mean,
I don't know.
Friends is on the list, so
100%. So like, whoever we bring on, if they hate Friends, they're not gonna have a good day.
they're gonna have a bad time.
They're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, but I know he like really likes Scrubs.
Yeah, Scrubs is okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of. It's like
it's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Is it the funniest? No.
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 I could list out my.
He's texting me right now.
Scrubs is good, but
Scrubs, yeah.
What's going to end up happening when we get into it is I'm going to use the ending. I'm going to use the mid part of a sitcom series in the end and how it ends as like main drivers. And I think Scrubs does not do a good job with that.
Mm.
So it's one of those.
Made an end. Okay. You
know, like Scrubs has a very good ending.
Yeah.
And then they continue it.
The epilogue.
Yeah. So like,
this when they're like, wait, how much are we making per episode?
New Girl was the same way where I was like, New Girl had a really good thing going. And then the
New
last
Girl's
season just
not going to make the list. I'm just telling you that.
I think that's that's fair, but also New Girl had me laughing harder than I've ever laughed.
Is The Office a sitcom?
That's part of the rules, man. We gotta talk about it. You would assume, yes.
It's a mockumentary. Is that a extension of sitcom? I don't know.
Situational comedy, man.
Comedy. I don't fucking know.
Like a big thing is, do you need a laugh track?
Right.
If you do, then like for me, I think Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a huge contender until you take the laugh track out, and then I feel like you lose way too much.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is very good. You talk about endings though. I was not a huge fan.
Nate said the same thing. I actually really liked that ending.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was rushed, but I liked it. I think it fell off a bit for me.
Yeah.
We're getting way too much into it.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that. Okay.
All right. We have a lot of top fives we need to get to. We haven't done one in a while. Maybe next week we commit to it.
Next week. We have to do a couple because we have a lot of episodes to bank.
What? So we need are you out for like a month?
Not a month, but they're going to be like, I mean, like I told you, next weekend's going to be bizarre. Yeah.
Right, well, so we can talk off the air.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right. Well, that's all we have. Great work, Tyler, as always. Yeah, coming with the hard-hitting news. No, I enjoy our conversations about the gaming space.
I feel like we'll get some more news and some more insights before all this is, this is over.
I'm very curious to see how it develops.
Yeah.
And if the appeal is denied, how much they'll cry even more to try to.
Do they just, can you imagine if like it's like denied and they're like, all right, Starfield's killed.
Oh.
It's like, we're out. Just nuke it. Oh, you like Elder Scrolls?
No.
Too bad.
They don't even sell it. They just shut it down.
They just shut it down. They just nuke it. They're just like, my God. We own that IP. We're never touching it.
And then you see riots in the UK.
We're pulling everything off the shelves. You see riots.
They just hold it hostage? Oh, my God.
Just the nuclear option.
That would be the craziest thing that might ever happen.
Oh, you like Skyrim on every platform? Guess what? We're not selling it anywhere anymore. They go from selling it to...
Hey, remember Fallout? Yeah. You guys enjoy Fallout?
Yeah. None. How about this Fallout?
Yeah.
Just bury it in the backyard.
Holy crap. All right.
I would love that so much.
That would be the greatest power play of all time. Well, anyways, that's all we got. Thanks for joining us if you made it this far in our tangents. You can find us at CouchCoGames on Twitter. Yep. We have polls sometimes. And CouchCompany.games. Everything's on there.
You writing your Octopath review?
I need to finish it first.
Okay.
Going for the 100%. Yeah. I have not 100% a game in like a decade.
That's exciting, man. I'm glad you like it.
I do enjoy it a lot. It was just perfect timing.
Yeah.
Had the itch, and it was a good JRPG.
Scratched it. Yeah.
Oh, it scratched it. But I'm interested to talk about that at our like Game of the Year review.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to be like Game of the Year or anything, but...
I'll make sure to... be able to talk intelligently about it with you.
Yeah, I think, that'll be fun. All right, anyways, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.